When we sing a song, we must remember that we are talking to Jesus just like a prayer. Sometimes even prayer we can say it meaninglessly, and especially singing. I found that particularly if I'm singing a song which I'm very familiar with, this is a thing which all of us face, that we know it so well that we don't think about what we are saying. So as we were singing this, I thought of one phrase: all to him I owe. That means I owe everything in my life to him. It's good to stop for a moment and think about that. I mean, do I really believe that I owe everything in my life to him? Because if I believed it, it would make a tremendous difference in my life. I'll tell you a little picture that God gave me when I was first born again, 1959. I saw myself, it's an illustration that God gave in my mind about salvation. I pictured myself as somebody about to cross a street, and I didn't see it. A big truck was coming to hit me, and somebody came from behind and pushed me out of the way just in time, and the truck ran over his legs and crushed it. This is only an illustration which the Lord gave me. It's not true. And he is taken to hospital, and both his legs are amputated, and he cannot walk. And I go to him and see him in hospital, and I was thinking in this illustration, what would I tell him? Thank you very much, of course. Thank you for saving my life. What else? Maybe give him some money, because he's lost his job now, he can't go to work. I was thinking, I would tell him, listen, because of me, you lost your legs. You can't work now. So I would tell him, I want to make you a promise at this hospital bed that for the rest of your life, if ever you want anything, you're in financial need or physical need, or you want some work done, just call me. I will leave and drop whatever I'm doing at that moment, and I'll come and help you. Anytime, for the rest of your life. Now, do you think that would be too big a promise to make? I mean, I wouldn't be alive if it were not for that man. So to make a promise like that, for the rest of your life, I'll do whatever you want, whenever you're in need or your financial need, just call me. I'll help you in whatever way I can. Because he's lost his legs, he's lost his job because of me. So that's the picture I got, is a small picture of what am I going to say to Christ when I think of what he did to save me from a greater danger than being run over by a truck. The only thing I can say is, Lord, anytime you want me to do something for you, just tell me. I'll drop whatever I'm doing and I'll do it. I will never question or say, no, I want to do this first. No, no, no. You've saved my life. And that has been my attitude from then. And I want to tell you that 60 years ago, God gave me that illustration as I remember it. And it has made all the difference in my life. Did you really mean it when you said, all to him I owe? That means I don't have a right on my life. So many Christians, they say they are born again, but they come to the Lord and say, I want this and I want that and I want the other thing. Can you imagine me going to that man whose legs are amputated, and I tell him in the bed, now you must do this for me, you must do that for me. He must do some more for me. I must do something for him now. And yet many people come to Christ saying, I want this, and they get upset with him. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? I say, he's already done enough for me. I don't need to ask him to do anything more. Now it's time is for me to do something for him. all to Him I owe. And I'll tell you, because of that, I can tell you today, my Christian life is an extremely happy life. I'm free from anxiety. I'm free from complaints. I'm free from bitternesses against people who have done harm to me. I'm free from jealousy 100%. I'm not jealous of anybody in the whole world. And I'm free from fear of the future, free from murmuring, free from every imaginable thing. Because I said, Lord, all to You I owe. I have no right, I have no demands. And that has also made me free from having demands on others. Sometimes we can have demands on others in the church. Why isn't that person doing this for me? I'm also a brother in Christ. Or can you imagine this? I'll tell you. I won't tell you the name. I told one brother in this church whose son is not coming here, tell him that I love him. He said, my son said, if Brother Zach loves me, why doesn't he take me out for a meal? Can you imagine that? I said, I'm not surprised that such a son is lost. And if a father tolerates that type of thing, his son will be lost forever. We should teach our children to be grateful for the church, not expect somebody should take me out for a meal. Somebody should do this for me. Is that attitude of, I expect something. What is the church for? To serve me. Rubbish. You're here to serve the church. Don't ask others to take you out for a meal. You take them out for a meal. It's this attitude, which is the attitude of the devil, which is in human beings. Others must serve me. Absolute nonsense. That's the way you'll ruin your children if you teach them that others must serve them. Nobody has to serve them. They must learn to serve others. But yet the world is full of people who think others must serve me, others must serve me, others must serve me. Jesus also must serve me. God must serve me. He must be at my beck and call. Whenever I call Him, He must be there. He's my servant. My brothers and sisters, if any of you have that attitude, you have not understood what it is to break bread. Breaking of bread is Jesus giving His life and saying, I want nothing. I give all in order to save you people. And if you now come to Him and say, Lord, that's not enough. You gave your life and all that for me. That's not enough. You got to do more. Then I'll tell you in Jesus' name, you are not fit to break bread today without repenting of that attitude and saying, Lord, I'm sorry that You who have done so much for me, I still have demands on You. Why don't You do this? Why don't You do that? Why don't You give me a job? Why don't You heal my sickness? Why don't You do that? Who do you think you are to make such demands? Your life will be much happier if you have no demands on God and no demands on others in the church. I can say that I have no demands on God. If He doesn't give me food one day, if He takes away my health or He takes away my life, it's perfectly okay. He has already done enough. And I have no demands on anybody here. No, I will not be disappointed if somebody doesn't do something for me. I don't expect anything. Because I have a Savior who's already done so much that if my lifetime I serve Him, I would not have repaid it. It's somebody who's given you crores and crores and crores of rupees and you're still asking Him for more. Think of that. Dear brothers and sisters, let's come to the breaking of bread with humility. Lord, I deserve nothing, but You did so much for me. I want to come with humble gratitude to You today as I break bread, asking for nothing. Just give me the privilege of being Your child. Give me the privilege of doing something at least in return for all that You did for me. All to You I owe. That's all you need to know when you break bread. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads in prayer and spend a few moments meditating on what you heard today. And see, the Bible says, let a man examine himself and so let him eat of the bread and drink that cup. Let's do that. That you don't expect anything more from Christ and you don't expect anything from any brother or sister here. and that you're not going to boast and show off how wonderful you are or how wonderful your family is compared to anybody here. Say, Lord, give me the lowest place. I don't deserve the lowest place, but give me that at least and I'll be thankful. And if you can say that meaningfully, I don't deserve the lowest place even, but if you give me that, I'll be thankful. Then we come to a right way to break bread today.